This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Howlene, H-O-W-L-E-N-E, Dault, D like David, A-U-L-T. Date of birth 11/4/1951. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Dault with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was November 28th of last year. She has gained 11 pounds over the last 6 months, but otherwise is feeling well. No hospitalizations, illnesses, or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's not on any prescription medications, just supplements and adult multivitamin. Physical examination. Weight 163 pounds. Blood pressure. Right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150/80. Pulse 83. And oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 1st of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.7. Estimated GFR is 32. Albumin 4.2. Calcium 9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.3. Intact parathyroid hormone is 128. Hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression. 2, hypertension. She's not on any prescription medications currently. She states that blood pressures are generally 130/80 when checked at home, but she will continue to monitor them. She'll follow a low-salt diet and try to lose weight again. And she's willing to have monthly lab studies done. I am going to check a vitamin D level since her intact parathyroid hormone has increased. It was running in the 60s. Now it's 128. Sometimes that's secondary to low vitamin D levels. And other times it may need treatment with calcitriol. The patient will continue to avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.